This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's 7 past the hour, time for another adventure in health. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here from Lake Cardiology. That's his clinic down in Mount Dora, Florida. Ken goes through all of the medical journals every week to try to synthesize. As a researcher, he knows how to read the language. And so he can take the information and sort of translate it to us so that we'll understand how the information applies to us. Because there's something usually every week for everybody, at least there was until COVID, and that kind of took over for a couple of years. And now COVID is languishing still there. So I guess we'll start. I see one COVID story in the mix here, and that comes from a question asked by someone. Can you get COVID? Does COVID happen after you've had diabetes, for example, or maybe I turn it the other way around? Are you, if you get COVID, long haul or whatever, are you more at risk for things like diabetes and cardiovascular diseases? That's the question, Ken.
Well, the answer was published this week, Doug, in PLOS Medicine, and the answer is yes. And what these authors report after a large study of many thousands of patients with COVID is that in the aftermath of COVID-19 infection, we may have to worry more about lingering symptoms than just exhaustion and cough, which we all know about. Those are part of the long haulers, common symptoms, exhaustion and cough, which just persist beyond 1 month. But those who contract COVID-19, Doug, they face a higher risk of developing diabetes and cardiovascular diseases. And this is mainly through blood clots in the lungs. We call these pulmonary emboli. Through electrical instabilities at the top of the heart, we call these atrial arrhythmias, like atrial fibrillation, and also by clots in the veins of the lungs, so-called venous thromboses. These occur in the first 4 weeks after infection, and also the risk of diabetes. It remains elevated for at least 12 weeks. So all these horrible, crummy things can occur long after you get your COVID-19 infection.
So what do you make this week of the conversation and the reality from the Center for Disease Confusion about yet another new virus, whether it's connected to COVID or not? I'm sure you've seen all of this stuff, and the news media is whipping everybody. It's kind of like monkeypox. What's the big deal? Nobody's going to die from it, and very few people have it. So is that the case with the latest COVID branch?
Which exactly are you talking about? Are you talking about the newest sub-variant that's been identified? 2.0 was it?
I don't know. Whatever the number is this week. Yeah.
Well, it's just reporting that in another country around the world, there's a new variant, and it probably will be here. And hopefully the vaccines will evolve and include these new variants. That was the promise when the first generation vaccine came out, that we'd be able to, Pfizer and Moderna said they'd be able to evolve these vaccines quickly. But now they're telling us we won't see a new vaccine till the end of October, and hopefully the newer vaccines will cover some of these variants. But, you know, we keep seeing new variants. I think that this is going to be something that's going to be around, just like in the Spanish flu of 1900s, we now have each year a new flu virus that we see. So this COVID-19, we're going to have to learn to live with it. We're going to see new variants, and we're going to have to evolve the vaccine and hopefully one day come up with a master vaccine. But until we do, evolve it like we do for the flu virus. I think COVID-19 will evolve into similar to the flu.
So I'm curious as to how the heat they were talking about all across the country, temperatures in Texas and Oklahoma, for example, this week, 115 degrees, temperatures in Europe, way beyond where they were. And, of course, most people are linking it to climate change and burning of fossil fuels and all that sort of thing. My question isn't about
that. Not everybody.
That.
Not everybody is.
Well, that's true. Yeah, not everybody. You and I might have find an exception to that. At any rate, the heat and what it does to us, is there more or less of a chance of having a COVID problem, or is heat a factor at all?
Well,
remember we talked about in the summertime, oftentimes these flus go away.
Again, it's only been around 2.5 years, so I don't think we have enough data points on the graph to conclude anything. But, you know, if you study the history of weather, weather fluctuates.
Yep.
You know, when it was too cold, it was global freezing. When it was too warm, it's global warming. You know, and now it's just climate change. You know, if you study the history of climate, it varies. There are times it's very cold. There are times it's very hot. Let's keep the air clean. But the fact that any of us control our climate, you know, I just don't see it.
It's a hard concept to swallow, but it's a religion has become
right.
Like
no,
a lot of
no,
other
No, there's
stuff.
No doubt we need to keep the air clean, but to make the giant leap to that we actually, as humans, control climate, you know, there's just as many scientists who believe it who don't, because if you really study the history of climate, you'll see that there's just this natural variation. There are times when it's very hot. There are times when it's very cold.
That's it. And then the people talk about global warming and look at how cold it is. Well, that's not the impact of global warming. It does. It changes. It makes the climate change. It isn't going to be warmer or colder. But yeah, those are good points.
But let's keep the air clean.
I'm all for that. You want to take a deep breath? We'll clean out the air in the studio. All right, Dr. Ken. I'm Doug Steffen. We'll talk about drinking problems as we continue here examining what's going on in the world of health. Dr. Kronhaus from Lake Cardiology in Florida. By the way, if you want to talk to Ken, call his staff at 352-735-1400 so they can connect you to him, whether it be in a person account at his office or maybe online. Telemedicine is very much still in vogue, but you got to contact the office first. Easy to do. 352, it's the old-fashioned way. Call him on the phone. Hello, duh. Let's have a conversation. 352-735-1400 for Dr. Ken. Now, there is a website associated with one of the sponsors. The word from Calitrin this week is that they've upped the game in the dog days of summer. Those of you who have chosen Calitrin or about to choose Calitrin, you've gone through the website, toploss.com. You understand what it is that they're doing to support your healthy weight loss work. And so let's try this for 3 months. You get 90 days free when you order 90 days. That's the deal in the dog days of summer sale. Find out why people are so satisfied with this product, why it feels so good to use it, and look at the results. Wow. Calitrin, the natural healthy choice to help you lose weight and, more importantly, keeping it off. No stimulants, no drugs, none of that stuff. The all-natural combo of collagen protein and digestive enzymes and aloe vera. What a find. You'll find it at toploss.com. Use the discount code Doug. You won't have to pay for shipping, and you get that 90-day deal. Check it all out. Lose the weight. Keep it off. Be comfortable and healthy at toploss.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
I started my business in 1986 and began paying employees. I would handwrite checks and say, "Here you go. Don't cash it until Tuesday." That came to a screeching halt when a teenage employee said his dad wanted to see his pay stub. "Pay stub? We don't have pay stubs. Get back to work." He said, "Dad works for the government and state law requires I receive a pay stub." Uh-oh. Hi, I'm Mike Kappel, CEO of Patriot Software. After many emergency calls, I learned how to correctly withhold payroll taxes and create pay stubs. I avoided handcuffs and an orange jumpsuit that day, barely. That's why I created Patriot Software, to help small business owners do their payroll taxes correctly with pay stubs. And if you need help, we will help you for free. Go to PatriotSoftware.com and enter promo code RADIO, and I'll give you 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
Back with Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen. So as I made reference to some of the news this week from the journals about drinking and what happens, for example, this is sort of a behavioral thing. Youngsters who don't have companionship, what happens to them as they grow up according to this?
You know, those of you who like alcohol or marijuana, you're not going to like the publications this week at all, because they're not at all favorable for any of those habits. But what we learned this week in the medical journal Addictive Behaviors reports, Doug, is that having friends in childhood actually may help keep you clean and sober as a young adult. There appears to be a link between feelings of loneliness in pre-adolescent years and adult drinking and adult stress levels.
Wow. Are you surprised?
How strong the link is, I am a little bit. So the key is having a lot of friends early in life seems to keep you sober later in life.
Mm-hmm. All right, so let's tie that to having a couple of beers a week and what that does to your brain.
Yeah, this is a little bit scary because this is low-level, mild to moderate drinking, because we know about the bad effects of drinking excessively or binge drinking, either one. But this is in very moderate levels that people have thought is pretty reasonable. This comes out of PLOS medicine, that drinking just 2 to 3 beers per week or 2 large glasses of wine per week, Doug, is associated with higher iron levels in the brain, very bad, and iron accumulation. This is linked with Alzheimer's disease and Parkinson's disease. And this is the first study to show higher iron levels in the brain with such low levels of alcohol consumption. It's beginning to look like any alcohol consumption may not be healthy to your brain. And I know for decades we've been talking about 1 or 2 for guys, 1 for women per day a serving of alcohol would be okay. You know, we don't encourage people to drink as physicians. You say that's what you're doing. We usually say that's moderate alcohol consumption, and it may be actually healthy for you. But with some of the data studies that are coming out recently that we've been reporting, especially this one in PLOS Medicine this week, it's beginning to look like it's not safe to drink anything.
Water? Apple juice?
Anything with alcohol in it.
Ah, okay, all right. So that's Ken's focus on drinking problems. He's got a problem if he used marijuana. So we got a couple of different reports from that department, and we'll get to those and link them to a few other things, because drugs and drinking and marijuana, while we do all of these things, it's amazing. What do they call them? The sin products, I think. Dr. Ken continues. Another half hour coming up of Good Day Health.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
I need answers to my tax questions. Where could I find them?
Need answers? Try our interactive tax assistant on irs.gov/ITA. Simply select your tax questions, provide your information, and it gives you answers. Also, check our help and resources page and try our online tax map. 5,000 tax topics from A to Z. Plus, you can access forms, publications, in a variety of formats.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Change after the hour here. The continuing focus on your health and well-being from the point of view of Ken Kronhaus at Lake Cardiology. He's a preventative cardiologist. He's at the top of his game. A lot of people around the country, the AMA and the American Heart Association have him speaking. He's pretty good at giving advice, if I do say so myself. He can say it, but I'll say it for him. And the advice is good. So that's why the connection to him at 352-735-1400, not only for cardio problems, but for general health and well-being questions. I think he's an excellent source. That's why he's here on Good Day Health. Okay, here we have a couple, three items that are connected to marijuana and drug use. I saw this study as well, thought it was interesting. That there are more, I don't know, I find it interesting, but I'm not surprised, that there are more car crashes in states where marijuana is legalized for recreational use. That shouldn't surprise anybody, Ken.
Right, and again, these results regarding alcohol and marijuana, they're not my personal feelings. They're just what's being reported in the medical journals this week.
Well, to be fair, you're not a fan of using marijuana. Right.
Well, only based on the medical studies. It's Doug, there's so much effort to make cigarette smoking illegal. So why should there be efforts to make marijuana recreationally legal? Explain that logic to me.
Well, because those who will support it will tell you that it's not, that tobacco products are completely bad. But using marijuana is not completely bad because there have been studies that have proven that marijuana does this or does that. It helps you relax. It helps you sleep better. It helps people who are in pain, suffering from cancer, that kind of stuff.
I'm talking about just the recreational use. So you'll harm your health, but you'll get high doing it also. That's why
I'm not a user. You know that. I am someone who has contemplated growing it on my farm, but those were for reasons that had nothing to do with my belief, even though I do think it's helpful, and it seems helpful to some who have medical problems. I don't like the smell of the stuff. I've never used it. There's nothing about it I like except the ability to pay off the mortgage on the farm. That's about
it. Again, again, I'm talking about the recreational use.
Yeah, no, I get
based
it.
On,
yeah.
Based on the medical.
So it's not any different than drinking, though, Ken. Look at how people who drink too much, they have car crashes, too. And that's legal.
Let's talk about what we now know about driving and the effects of legalizing marijuana. This comes out of the Journal of Studies on Alcohol and Drugs this week. We learned that car crashes and deaths are on the rise in American states that have legalized recreational marijuana. Doug, marijuana, like alcohol, it changes how you feel and how you behave, and that changes how you drive. So as you're saying, Doug, you're not surprised. We all need to realize that driving after using marijuana, it's just a bad idea.
You know, when you're driving down some of those roads in Florida or up here where I am in New England, these narrow country roads, and you're at night, you know, I wonder every once in a while. I don't want to put that thought out there because I think thoughts are things. But, you know, you think these roads narrow, there's a yellow line in the middle. But what happens if somebody's been to the local pub and they don't really see the line? What are you exposing yourself to? What's your vulnerability? I think that's in that well, is for marijuana use, well, drugs in general. All right, let's hold on. We'll continue this conversation because I think it's a good one. As we pursue your health and well-being on Good Day Health, Doug Steffen here with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
President Biden made his first live appearance virtually since he was diagnosed with COVID-19, participating in a meeting with his economic team on gas prices.
Let me start by apologizing for my voice. I'm feeling much better than I sound.
Mr. Biden has been isolating in the White House residence, and he and the people around him have been emphasizing the 79-year-old president is hard at work for the American people. A fast-moving wildfire near Yosemite National Park has erupted, prompting evacuations, even as firefighters made progress against an earlier blaze that burned to the edge of giant sequoia trees. This is USA Radio News. The White House announced that the U.S. is sending an additional $270 million in security assistance to Ukraine, a package that will include additional medium-range rocket systems and tactical drones. Ukraine forces have used U.S.-made rocket launchers and tactical drones to destroy dozens of Russian targets and hold at bay Russia's larger and more heavily equipped forces. There has been several arrests for cryptocurrency fraud.
Federal prosecutors are announcing the first insider trading case involving cryptocurrency. U.S. prosecutors in New York City said Thursday that a former product manager for Coinbase and two others have been charged with wire fraud. A U.S. attorney in Manhattan said, "Fraud is fraud whether it occurs on the blockchain or on Wall Street." From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Back with Dr. Ken Kronos here, second half hour of our weekly get-together. We have two Good Day Health Hours, one with Ken, one with Dr. Jack Stockwell. You can catch them all by going to gooddayhealthshow.com. Catch the podcast, catch the social media connections, ask questions. We have a lot of questions that we ask Dr. Ken every week, and we'll have more of a focus on those as this half hour continues. Meanwhile, back at the discussion of drugs and alcohol, we have car crashes that are a problem. There are also other things when you get right down to it that, you know, the use of marijuana. I was thinking about Brittany Griner when I saw this because she's in jail in Russia because she had marijuana in her bag. She says she uses it because as an athlete she's got lots of aches and pains and soreness, and this helps alleviate the problem. Russians didn't care. Should the rest of us? What do we, you know, what is the, supposedly, I'm seeing this doesn't look like using marijuana is good if you're a woman and you're an athlete.
Exactly. Let me just comment on, before we move to the next topic, you were talking about crashes and marijuana and alcohol and worried about people crossing the middle line.
Right.
What if you study this as a scientist, crashes, and you look at what point in time during the week there are the most car crashes of any time the whole week, When do you think the hour of the day on which day has the most crashes?
I would say Saturday morning at 1 a.m.
Well, it's Saturday morning after 2 a.m. where most bars will close at 2 a.m. And then between the 2 and the 3 a.m. hour is when the highest frequency of crashes occur at any point during the week. So it is what it is, and again, I'm not trying to take away anybody's fun and pleasure. I'm just reporting facts and letting you decide. So let's go on to talk about another study this week. Again, people are going to just love the scientific literature regarding alcohol and marijuana this week because there's another study this week, which Doug was leading into, about what happens with regular marijuana use and female athletes. It actually hampers them. This comes out of the Journal of Strength and Conditioning Research this week. We learned that medical and recreational marijuana use both has surged across America as more states legalize the drug. But for young female athletes, they may want to think twice before they take a toke, Doug, because there appears to be a link between regular cannabis use in fit young women to decrease their anaerobic power. This is a component of physical activity involving short, intense bursts of exercise. The study also found that people who consume cannabis products containing THC, that's the chemical behind pot's psychological effects, had a moderate increased risk of heart disease compared to non-users. The consumption method did not matter at all. So that's why, again, as a preventive cardiologist, it makes me wonder why we're trying to get rid of tobacco products and we're trying to legalize marijuana products, especially with this report this week in Journal of Strength and Conditioning Research. It's a bad effects, no matter how you get the THC on the heart. It's hard for me to understand the logic.
I understand. So, but that's the whole history of our country and thinking here. It's lobbyists, it's money, it's how much is being spent to legalize or make things. You know, they spend a lot of money contributing to campaigns, and that's kind of what rules the day, unfortunately. All right, let's take one more step into this world, Ken, because there is an obvious overdose death increase. And I guess the question here on the part of most people would be, what is, if it's not marijuana, and that's not what we're talking about here, we're talking about something far worse, are we not?
We are, and we need to talk about this. The CDC, which puts out a weekly publication, all medical students, especially, and doctors often read this. It's called the Morbidity and Mortality Weekly Report. It's kind of a scoreboard of the health of the country. And in this week's, they talk about how drug overdose deaths are on the rise. The culprit is fentanyl. Illicit fentanyl, it's a synthetic opioid that is 50 times more potent than heroin and 100 times more powerful than morphine. It appears to be the primary driver of the sharp increase in drug overdose deaths. And the real concern with fentanyl is that just a single pill can kill you.
Right. And they're using that stuff, they're lacing all kinds of other drugs with it. I don't understand the logic, frankly, and this sounds a little facetious, but why would you, if you're a drug dealer, put this stuff into the drugs knowing it'll kill your customers? Doesn't make any sense to me. Does it to you?
It doesn't, unless there's an effort to kill the customers. And
well, you know. Well, I guess anything's possible, or who knows how people think about this stuff, but I find it, the world is crazy. People are nuts, and so on it
exactly.
goes.
Exactly. You know, we're not making a greater effort to keep this out of the country. You know, who is trying to get this into our country? This is a really serious issue, and I don't think that the alarms have sounded loud enough to take this seriously enough.
Well, not only here, but all around the world.
To protect all of us.
Yeah. I mean, drugs are just a part. You wonder, if you believe in a supreme being, why it is. And then people say, well, we have free choice. We make decisions. And I guess that's true. But why would you even want to try some of this stuff? Lee, man, it is really, ugly.
Right. Why are we allowing this to come into our country, period?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Well, some of it's made here. But the Chinese are the culprits, as usual. That's where it comes from, bottom line. They certainly are not our friends. In a moment, we talk about surgery risks for you if the anesthesiologist has been on duty for a long time, and apparently there aren't enough anesthesiologists to go around. So what's that do for you if you're having surgery and you need one of these doctors? We'll find out in a matter of moments as we continue here talking to Dr. Ken Kronhaus about your health and well-being. I'm Doug Steffen with an opportunity for you to listen to a story about an easy way, in essence, to buy life insurance. Many of you are concerned because you're not able to protect your family. You don't have peace of mind. Let's say you're visiting Ken, you're a cardiology patient, you got high blood pressure, maybe you got diabetes, maybe there are other cardiovascular problems, maybe you got other problems beside this. That is not a problem for the folks at Term Provider. They'll shop all the top insurance carriers so you don't have to do it yourself. Get the best rate no matter what it is that ails you. Call Term Provider while you're thinking about it right now. 800-230-2777. Pretty easy number to remember, right? 800's easy. 230 is easy. And 2777 is easy as well. Find out how Term Provider has helped so many tens of thousands of people in our country, many of them just like you, same predicament. No matter if you have diabetes, whatever it is, lose that weight, but also protect yourself while you're doing it. Call 800-230-2777. Get the scales tipped kind of in your favor here. They're not going to do any health report on you. They're not going to do a physical. They're just going to take your name and address, and they want, obviously, to give him a check so he gets started with this life insurance coverage. It's less expensive than anywhere else. Term Provider, that's the way to go. Get them at 800-230-2777.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777.
Mike Capel here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Patriot Software has saved our business by allowing me to focus on other aspects of the business rather than spending so much time on multiple platforms to do the things entailed on running a business. I found Patriot by complete accident, and I don't regret it. It is continuing to save our company, and I'm extremely excited to see what else it entails.
Easy to learn, easy to use, small business software tailored just for you.
Visit us at patriotsoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's patriotsoftware.com.
With patriotsoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
So it's great business time for Calitra, and I would think the phones would be ringing off the hook and people would be ordering ad nauseum.
That's right. You know, it'll be 25 years this April, and we've been helping customers lose weight safely and effectively for 25 years. So if you need to lose the weight, you've really got to check it out on our website, toploss.com, because like Doug said, it's so much more than just a weight loss product. I mean, we're not talking about a quick fix diet product. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. Our number one ingredient is collagen protein. It's got types 1 and 3. That's for the muscle and the joints.
All right, and don't forget the 90-90 special right now. Use the DJV code for free shipping as well. DJV code at toploss.com and the Get Fit contest. That sounds like it would be kind of fun. Calitrin at toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller, here one of the great Calitrin consultants at toploss.com. More info from Dr. Ken here as he interprets some of the things that are going through all of our heads. We pick these, the common thread here, the news media. You pick up a newspaper, you can go online to some of these news sources, and you'll see a lot of these stories because the general public wants to know, once they hear the headline, okay, what's the story? For example, is there a risk if I'm having surgery that my anesthesiologist will have put in too many hours, may not be paying attention at a time when it is so critical? Ken?
Well, if you read the article published this week in JAMA, Journal of the American Medical Association, the surgery edition, that's a question you want to find out before you go to sleep. What they discovered in this publication is that for people undergoing major surgery, they definitely want to check on the anesthesiologist's workload before the procedure that will put them to sleep. That's because the number of overlapping procedures managed by an anesthesiologist increases the risk of death or complications after major surgery by as much as 14%. So the person who helps the surgeon put you to sleep, which is really some of the major risk of any surgery, the anesthesia, putting you to sleep and making you sure you wake up. If your anesthesiologist is overworked while you're having your surgery, there's a significant increased risk to you. And this is an important finding, and I think we need to be more careful about it.
Doesn't sound like anything very exciting. It's exciting or not exciting, but I don't want to, if I had to have a problem, or how do you know? Do you ask the anesthesiologist when you're about to go under the gas, hey, doc, how many hours have you worked today? How would you know? That's the question, isn't it?
Well, for almost all routine surgery, not emergency surgery that you don't sign up for, but elective surgery, you know, you schedule it, you know you're going to have it, there should be a wide awake meeting between you and your anesthesiologist. The anesthesiologist gets to know you, you get to know them, and these are very fair questions to ask for peace of mind, knowing that you're going to wake up with the most likelihood, and when you meet with the anesthesiologist, it's a fair question.
I think it's a very important question, but one which most people will not ask. They won't. They'd be embarrassed. Now, how many people question you? Somebody comes into the office at Lake Cardiology and say, okay, Ken, I got this problem. And you explain what you think it is, or the research shows, or you get the test done. And that patient says, you know, I'm not so sure I agree with you or I believe you. How do you counter that? How do you address that with a patient?
Well, I encourage for their own peace of mind in that case to get a second opinion. And I'm confident and secure enough that doesn't threaten me. That actually allows me to encourage the patient. And if they need to get peace of mind, and there is a fraction of patients who whatever one tells them they want their brother-in-law, their father, their mother, whoever's a doctor, their best friend, or just to make an appointment with another physician, they'll always ask for more opinions. And that's how the patient get peace of mind. From my perspective, whatever lowers the mental stress and gives a patient peace of mind, I'm going to encourage. It's not going to threaten. I'm not going to feel like, oh my gosh, you know, if you don't like my opinion, you know, there's the door, you know, my way or the highway. I don't practice medicine that way. I want the patient to have peace of mind. Whatever it takes, I will support.
All right, there it is, the word from Dr. Ken. Speaking of the word, we're coming up next with questions for Dr. Ken right here on Good Day Health. Stay tuned for that right after these words.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits.
Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Past the hour now. Good Day Health. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here from Lake Cardiology. That's his clinic down in Central Florida, where you can go visit. Any hotter there now than it is anyplace else. Oftentimes we used to think of Florida as what a horrible place to go in the summertime, but it's all hot and humid everywhere. So help yourself. Go visit him or connect with him at his office, 352-735-1400, for a teleconnection. Zoom medicine is the state, the new state of the art, if you will. So I have some questions here for Dr. Ken. Fruit and what it does to help fight depression. How is it? I know I like fruit. I eat a lot of fruit. Some folks, Jack Stockwell, says that some fruit has too much sugar in it, and it has the same negative effects as any other sugar. There are different kinds of sugars. So would it be that the sugar helps you fight depression? It looks like that's sort of the background of the question on snacks here, Ken.
Well, before we get to the publication this week in the British Journal of Nutrition, which actually answers your question, let me just comment that, in my humble opinion, the natural sugar that you have in fruit, not the sugar that might be added to the fruit juice, but if you pick up an orange, you should in no way be in any way concerned about the sugar there. It's just the calories. Put it into the caloric count of the day. But other than the calorie content, that sugar in natural fruit, in my humble opinion, is healthy. It's not like the refined white sugar that you really have to see as a treat. But let's get on to the question that you asked about eating fruit, helping to fight depression, because this is wonderful bit of news from British Journal of Nutrition, especially those of us who like to have frequent servings during the week of fruit. Because what we learn is that people who frequently eat fruit are less likely to report symptoms of depression, Doug. How often people eat fruit seems to be more important than how much they ate. However, people who eat these energy-dense and nutrient-poor processed savory snacks, which should only be treats like potato chips and pretzels, they have worse mental health than the people who snack on fruit.
All right, there it is. Folks, that's a clear answer to that question. Now, next, Joe Biden said this week that he had cancer. And, of course, as soon as he said that, news media goes to the wall. What? Joe can't. He's dying. What's he getting? No. And then it turns out he's talking about a cancer that he had when he was young. He lived in Delaware near where there was a nuclear power plant, I think. And so my question here for you isn't necessarily about Biden, but is it possible to have either little cancers or significant cancers when you're younger, and because you're growing, the healthy body that you're creating will help to ward off a cancer more so than if you're older and your body's not in as good a shape?
Well, cancer is cancer. It's not something to celebrate at any age. I think the president was referring to the oil industry when he referred to his own cancer, and we'll have to wait on further clarification on that. But, you know, I think cancer at any age, children often have the ability to fight illness and recover better than old people. But, you know, it's just something you don't want at any age, for anyone.
Yeah, that's a question. Yeah, amen to that. Okay, a question about high blood pressure and hypertension. Are they one in the same?
You say potato, I say potato, and those are terms that are used interchangeably, and there are, and I don't want to get too deep into the weeds, but there are pressures in different parts of the body that you can clarify further. There are also what we call reactive high blood pressures, where it's more of a factor that stress brings it on, sometimes called white coat hypertension. But those terms that you're used are really used interchangeably.
They are. Okay. One is the same. You want good info about your cardiovascular system, your circulatory system? Ken's the guy to get it. Contact him at 352-735-1400. The questions that we have every week submitted by various sources here. Questions, yes, for Dr. Ken on Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net, or call 888-988-3325.